a question to John. Also, the Open Rights Group's session they had on Monday, and we're looking at new creative industries in the digital era. And a thought occurred to me, part of the workshop, and I found that very interesting. Often the music industry looks at the music as the product, but they are looking at scenarios, what we could look at, what is the product, what are the complementary products, and what are the substitutes, so for the economists. And I think maybe couldn't the industry, the music industry, start looking at the music not as a primary project, but start, so you could give the music away for free, and then start making your money off the complementary things that come from the touring. We're in the age of 360 degrees right now, where the record companies are not just looking at fiscal or downloads, but they're looking at publishing and merchandising. So the idea probably ties in with the 360 degrees record companies are looking at. So you can get your money downstream in terms of merchandising and the live stuff, which cannot be digitized and sold for free. So that is something I wonder what the record companies will take hold of. Actually, some record companies are operating from that model of pay nothing or pay whatever you want or have it for free, and then they get things from the sync licenses and the merchandising stuff. So as a representative of the record industry, do you think this could be a model where we'll get somewhere in the future where your primary product will not be necessarily the music, but the other income streams?